Well, what's it been like, Coach? I mean, you have a fall. I mean, I know that's not like the true season, but, you know, you get a little look at everybody right in the field, yeah, kind of for a first-year coach at the place.
Yes, obviously it's a whole new experience being in Aggie land, but I'm really enjoying it, the culture, the values, everything. It's been enjoyable as ever for me. But the first semester was mainly assessing and evaluating and seeing where we are as a program. Everything from each individual player and where they are with their games, and seeing the kinds of things that we need to implement to help, obviously, elevate the program, and as well as just looking at our facilities. And obviously, one of the biggest things that attracted me was just the convenience of two incredible golf courses, the Traditions and Marymount, and even our campus course. I just think the convenience, and with student-athlete demands going up on the rise, I really feel like the convenience of facilities is extremely important to our program and really allows our athletes to enjoy an overall student-athlete experience because of other things that they have going on in their lives. And they're a great group academically, so they're thriving in the classroom, and obviously we want to see the same thing happen with our program.
You said evaluate. You almost got to start from scratch because this program lost Maddie, so it was like,
yeah,
you kind of had to find someone to take the lead.
Mm-hmm. And we have 8 players on the team, and last fall we were able to see some good individual performances. I didn't quite see the team stepping up together to really produce the great outcome that I'm certainly hoping for this spring. But I feel like there's a lot of upside to our players. There's talent there. There's desire, the eagerness to learn. Those are things that I look for, and I really saw a lot of initiative on their part to really put in the time and want to learn and be better athletes and golfers. They don't want to experience the loss that they felt last year at SECs. They're motivated. I mean, they know I've been to 22 straight national championships, and I think right off the bat they were like, we got to make it 23. We got to get coached to the nationals. So that's a big order for where they were last year. And obviously with the loss of Maddie, to me, one player doesn't make a team. It's still going to be all about team, and each of them has to do their part in order for us to get there.
How do you instill a championship mentality in a team, a new team, especially when they are as young as this current Aggie?
Yeah, they are a young team. Obviously, we have one senior on the team and one junior, and the rest of them are sophomores and freshmen. I just think, it is what you create in the atmosphere and the desire and a vision for them to want to elevate. And, I think some of the motivation is they don't want to experience what they had last year. And so I think they're extremely motivated and ready to work hard. I have a great assistant coach, Katarina Bruner, who, played here and was a part of teams that made it to the NC2A championship. So she has the same vision and desire to see the team succeed. And so we just got to, I think we have to deal with all parts of the game. It's, to me, it's an 80-90% mental game. It's not just the physical. But, as I said to each of them, I said, you guys all have the swing. You have the ability. I think we just have to compete more. That's probably an area that I see that was lacking, is they haven't had the competitive experience of the teams that I've had, that I've coached at USC. So that's my motto to them, is compete, compete. So we just have to keep on taking each experience and evaluate and try to come up with ideas that are going to help them get better.
How's recruiting been different than when you're at USC? Mm-hmm. And do you feel like you've almost a little bit had to establish yourself again with a different program?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously being in a different place and knowing that, the kids were recruiting, I still have the mentality I want to get the top athletes. And I feel as if that's the big message that needs to get across to our recruits, is that look at where maybe what I've coached over the last 22 years and how I've taken a program that was ranked in the high 30s at USC and brought that program into a powerhouse. And it's been a top five program since 2006. And so that's a message I really want to get across to the kids that we're recruiting, is that they understand that it's not always going to be about being a part of a program that, that might be thriving, but to be a part of a, having a coaching staff that can get them there and to have a vision. And you know, I always said, you know, right now Texas A&M hasn't gotten a national championship in women's golf, and how about making history and being a part of something that could be really exciting and set the bar high and try to recruit the best athletes.
You spoke about one of the things that drew you here was the facilities. Is there anything else that, that you felt really brought you to Aggieland?
You know, I just say the commitment. It's really exciting to see the commitment to all the sports here and the investment that's been made in facilities. Personally, there's things I can see that we can do better as a golf program to our facilities. You know, everything gets, once you start seeing what other teams are doing and how they're doing it a little bit better, I think it's really important that, you know, if you're going to attract the best athletes, you have to keep, you know, getting current thing, you know, current equipment, current facilities to, you know, upgrade and make it as good as you possibly can for the athletes that do come here. So, you know, it's just a step-by-step process of making that happen. But facilities definitely attracted me. Convenience, lifestyle, giving the kids an overall student-athlete experience, and the academics and the Aggie family. There's a lot of similarities of what I experienced at USC. This is obviously a larger student body, but I think there's a lot of things being done on a personal level that really kind of makes it a great experience for the Aggie kids. I think it's a great place to be.
Who's going to step forward this year? Who do you see? What did you see from your players in the fall individually?
Well, you know, yeah, I don't like to put pressure on anybody, but, you know, an expectation. I think it's you know, it started with Amber Park, our sophomore. She really stepped up and set a scoring record at the University of Oklahoma tournament. And I know that was kind of a new experience for her. And again, you know, my message of competing is really important, because even when you start to step up your game, now the expectations are to keep doing it. And I think you still have to, again, be always in the process, in the present, because you can't, you start at zero at every tournament. But I feel like we've got a few players who did have some great performances. Our junior, Courtney Dow, also stepped it up at the last event, Texas State. And then some of these girls have competed during the off season. And, again, I just think it's more important for them to just keep competing. And I think their natural ability and talent will follow.
The schedule that you have laid out, going to Florida first thing there in February, but from the spring schedule, what do you see? What are some of the highlights of it, I guess?
Yeah, we added, we changed around a couple of things. That was the first thing when I came here, was to really look at the schedule, and it was trying to put it together and find out which tournaments we were really in and which ones we weren't. And so I was able to add a tournament to Tucson in, that's the end of March. We're going to be, Florida's a good place to start. You have a chance to have some decent weather and just get out there and play. And then obviously we go to Houston after that. And then I'm going to be taking the whole team, all eight players, to Hawaii, and all eight of them will get to compete. We normally compete with just five players. And so any opportunity that I can get to have more of our players get the experience, that's what I'm aiming to do. So I was able to do that with Hawaii, and it's great because it is during spring break. And I think, you know, that, hey, when you're a student athlete and you get a chance to take a trip to Hawaii, especially the golf program, I think it's a pretty cool thing for them. And I gave them that news yesterday that they were all going, and they seemed pretty excited about it. So, but, yeah, I mean, each I feel like our you know, we're going to be busy. It's going to be a pretty, you know, few of our tournaments are a little bit back-to-back, and they won't have as much recovery time. But, you know, that's where you're just trying to get your momentum, you know, get into that mode of, you know, we're going to be competing. And so everything we do here is going to be competing. And then when we get on the road, hopefully they're ready for it.